The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 27th, 2026, and you're on the clock with Avi Green again. Why? Because I on a ghost move. PSA, public service announcement. If you're trying to reach me in the next 2 hours, you probably won't be able to because I forgot my phone at home. I feel like naked. Right? I feel out of sorts. I understand how people feel, you know, with their phones. The reason why I got all the way to the Guardian without it, right, is because when I get in my car, I push my phone in my back pocket, not in my side pocket where I could easily reach it while I'm driving, in my back pocket, right? So having the seatbelt on, it is almost impossible to retrieve said phone while driving. It's a habit, right, that I developed to ensure that I don't use my phone while driving, that I don't just hold it in my hand for comfort, like a comfort animal, a service animal, an emotional support animal. I don't hold it like that in my hand. It's a habit that I practice, right, until it became a ritual. And that's all you got to do, right? Like, you do something repeatedly until you develop a habit, and then you continue doing it until it becomes. Now, I said that to ensure that, because people communicate with me while I'm on the show via my cell phone. So if you're listening, I wanted you to know that's the reason why I'm not responding to any messages. But also because on my way to work this morning, of course, I encountered a number of drivers who, for some reason, weren't ready to start operating a motor vehicle, but decided to do it anyway, right? And I drove, not most of the way, but a considerable portion of the way behind somebody that was on their cell phone the entire time having a conversation. The irony of it is that on the back of their vehicle, on the back of the vehicle, there's a sticker that says, if you see this vehicle being driven in a dangerous manner or reckless manner, call this number. Well, of course, I didn't call the number, primarily because I was driving. Even if I had my cell phone on me, I would have pulled to the side of the road safely using my turn signal to make the call. It's just fascinating what people justify in their minds as okay. And I find it even more fascinating that in a Christian society, right, so many people who identify as Christian can justify such dangerous, reckless behavior, behavior that's detrimental to other people around them. So when I see people speeding through walking communities or driving recklessly through walking communities on their phone, the walking community is a euphemism for where poor people live, right? And I say, wow, such disregard to drive this way in an environment where the vehicle cannot afford person. And we had another interesting encounter on the road yesterday, day before yesterday, I observed a vehicle running the red light. And because I was at the light, right, like the natural flow of traffic was that I entered the roadway after they ran the light. I was behind them and they had a number on the vehicle. And when I got to a stop, I grabbed my pencil and I have a little piece of paper. I wrote down the number. And when I got home, I called the number to indicate to the company that the person driving their vehicle was driving recklessly. When I called the number, it was not the same company whose label was on the truck. It was an entirely different company. So imagine, we have people out here who have company vehicles, what they call the wrap, wrapped with the company's logo and messaging, right? And then they have a number on the vehicle, like you could call that number to get in touch with the company, and the number belongs to an entirely different company. And again, these are corporate vehicles. Now, today's supposed to be a sports Friday, and we got some sports to talk about. There's some stuff in the paper we're going to talk about as well. Before we get there, let me remind you of the art show at Ponciana Paper Press, The Earth Breathes Every Season. The press is open, the press and the bookstore, Rabble Bookshop, are open today, and tomorrow will be full day. You can come in and peruse the press and look at the art show, The Earth Breathes Every Season, Ponciana Paper Press, number 12, Parkgate Road. I've got some happy birthdays and congratulations. First off, let's say congratulations to DJ Beats. DJ Beats is in the most recent cohort of customs officers that just graduated. I want to say, hey, we in the media world are so sad. We in the Guardian family are so sad that you're gone. But, sir, congratulations. What a move. We are proud of you. Also, happy birthday greetings. I got to start off by saying happy birthday to my youngest old person, Kefri Nash. Happy birthday, girl. Come in from your mama and your dada, Rukenya and Sakani Nash. Come in from your Grammy and your grandpa, Auntie Ruby, and Uncle Kendall, Funky Demerit. They all say happy birthday greetings. And to the rest, family, they all send in their birthday greetings to you. I got to say happy birthday to the one and only Esther Hannah Culmer. Happy birthday, girl. You know I can only call you girl on your birthday, but happy birthday, Aunt Esther. We hope you're going to have a great day today. I hope somebody can pick you up and take you joyriding all through Nassau. And then I have to say happy birthday to my nephew, Marcel Green Sr., also known as Justin. Happy birthday, nephew. Happy birthday. You're doing such big things for you and your family, our extended family in the United States of America. Happy birthday. All right, so we've got an awesome live read. Cosrite Open House. Get ready, Bahamas. Cosrite Nassau is excited to host their second warehouse open house on January 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm sure that's supposed to say February. 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at their Peachtree Montrose Avenue warehouse inside the former Milo Butler warehouse. If you're not a member, sign up or renew for just $5 for 1 month and start enjoying exclusive savings. You can enjoy samples and receive a complimentary goodie bag while supplies last. So stop by, shop the warehouse online, and pick up the same time and discover why more Bahamians are choosing Cosrite Nassau to buy in bulk for their business and family. Visit CosriteNassau.com. One click away from the best deals. Again, Saturday, the 28th of February from 10 to 3 p.m., Cosrite Peach Street Warehouse. All right. Let's get into the show. And tomorrow morning, this is the Bahamas Cancer Society Initiative. I think this is the 30th, is it the 20th fun run in the year of the 50th anniversary? The start point is Goodman's Bay. Be there at 6 a.m. Bring your little $30, $35 to sign up and maybe get some refreshments after the race. Okay, so I know it's a Sports Friday. It's a couple of things I want to talk about before we get into the Sports Friday. There is a story in today's paper, I think it may be the Tribune, about the most recent accidents. I want to say condolences to the individuals who have lost their lives recently. Here we go. BCA chief says lack of training fueling surge in industrial accidents. Lack of training fueling surge in industrial accidents. The head of the Bahamas Contractors Association says a recent spike in industrial accidents highlights a troubling lack of on-site training as labor officials echoed calls for more retraining across the sector. Their comments came after police reported two industrial accidents this week, the latest in a series in recent days, some of which were fatal. The most recent incident occurred on Wednesday on Fire Trail Road West, where a 34-year-old man was trapped beneath a fallen crane. 2 days earlier, a 57-year-old man carrying out streetlight repairs about 20 feet above ground in Seabreeze fell when the bucket truck's lift mechanism malfunctioned. The current conditions of both men are unknown. Leonard Sands, BCA president, called the incidents unfortunate yesterday, but said it, quote, speaks to the lack of training on all industrial sites, only a fraction of unreported workplace accidents. I want to stick a pin right there, right? It said it, quote, speaks to the lack of training on all industrial sites. I want to go further than that. I think it also speaks to a lack of oversight. It speaks to a lack of oversight from existing regulatory entities, right? It also speaks to a culture, right, or a lack of a culture of appreciation for maintenance, which is obviously a part of a broader cultural problem we have at the national level, right? So it's not just a lack of training. I think it also speaks to a lack of oversight in the regulatory space. And see, oversight doesn't just mean what are they doing now, right? It also means what could they possibly be doing? How has the industry advanced, enhanced, and are we ensuring that our regulatory framework evolves along with evolution or enhancements in the sector? Let's go back to the article. He told the Tribune that safety has largely been treated as an expectation rather than a legal requirement. Safety has largely been treated as an expectation rather than a legal requirement. See, if we go back to the conversation about the contractors board or lack thereof, the fact that the legislation, right, was enacted nine years ago, and still no contractors board has been implemented, thus licensed since that point, right? And that is with no regard to the state of affairs before the enactment of the legislation. Quote, it is the hope that people will be safe, close quotes, he said. Quote, you could be sued for not being safe, but we don't have it as a requirement to train how to do things safely. So in the absence of training to be safe, you have unsafe practices that occur. That's the result. Now, I can be honest with you guys. I read that. I have to read it again. But we don't have it as a requirement to train how to do things safely. So in the absence of training to be safe, you have unsafe practices that occurred. That's the result. I am getting the impression that he's saying that there is no legal requirement for safety training specific to the relevant sector. Let's continue. He noted that while the Bahamas has an Occupational Health and Safety Act outlined of employers and employees, it doesn't go far enough in saying how workplaces must ensure safety, including requiring certified training, safety officers, and formal safety systems. You all remember, like when I started the show, I used to say this thing, I get very upset when I see men on road in Crocs and slippers. And even more upset when I see men on the job, like, you know, the people who deliver the propane to your home for your oven, wearing slippers and Crocs. When I see the boy them patching the road wearing tennis. But of course, they're not wearing the brand new tennis to come patch the road. They're wearing the old scraggy tennis to patch the road. Mr. Sands said the gap can be addressed through stronger enforcement of existing laws and increased resources to investigate and inspect work sites. That's where I want to stick the pin. Just for right now, we're going to get back into the article. So, over the last week, I have seen some disturbing videos. Some were traffic accidents. But those weren't the most disturbing of the videos that I saw. One of them was the video published by the Ministry of Agriculture on its social media platform, documenting the experience of a farmer that is telling us that his rooster is laying eggs and he suspects it's the feed that he is giving his animals. I don't know where the feed came from. I don't know if the government gave him the feed. I don't know. All I know is that the Ministry of Agriculture posted that on their social media platform with no disclaimer, no link to a reference or a website explaining how poultry produces eggs. Fine. Second video. In fact, we're going to talk about two videos I saw this week. One from the both from the Ministry of Works and Family Island Affairs. One of them can only be found on the TikTok account. Now, when I say only be found, here's what I mean. I couldn't find it on Facebook. It's not posted on their Facebook wall. And I suspect I know why. It is a video announcing major road works to take place in the western part of New Providence. Right? In the video, though, the video, I'm not sure if it's, it looks like a Perry Como promotional video for businesses along the roadworks will take place. The video starts with, listen, the production is great, you know. The production in and of itself was great. But it starts with somebody walking into an office and engaging with somebody sitting in the desk. And then the person says, yeah, you know, just bring receipts. Like, don't worry about the budget. Just bring receipts. And let me tell y'all, if I had my phone right now, I would be buying iron stocks because irony is rising, right? This is a video intended to promote, to make the public aware of an upcoming road works project. And the people are in the restaurants with nails on and fancy dresses. So when we look at this article, BCA chief says lack of training fueling surge in industrial accidents, all I want to ask is, well, what is the Ministry of Works doing? And even if, right, let's just say, for whatever reason, that the Ministry of Works, this is not within their purview at all. Let's just say that industrial accidents and safety practices and protocols and standards on work sites is not the Ministry of Works purview. Surely the Ministry of Works would be demanding that it be brought under their purview, right? Surely the Ministry of Works would see its role in ensuring that workplaces, work sites are safe. It may not have all of the liability or responsibility, but surely it sees the role it has to play. Again, let me indicate that the production of the video was wonderful. Why, in a video about roadworks, are we lails and mocktails? I'm going to assume that they like mocktails. I'm going to just assume, but why? I can tell you, because nobody knows what they're supposed to be doing. This morning I saw a PSA from the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection. Y'all check that video out. Like, the video included images of people on the job doing what they do on the job. Don't tell me the people from ministry. I mean, I've seen them in the back of the trucks jumping off to go buy beer. We've seen it. But do you need to show it to us in this fashion? So that's not the only video, right? The second video. Now, let me just say this. I am the person who got on this airwaves and demanded that our governmental agencies employ the talent of local influencers and content creators. It was me. I told you all to do that. So when I saw the VAT video with Bahamian Trey song and Vocab, they reworked the lyrics to give you all the new VAT policy. That was excellent. That was an awesome video. That was great. Was it a consumer protection or VAT? I think they may both have videos, but it's the VAT video, right? That was excellent. So when I turn around now and see that the Ministry of Works has produced a music video, We Fixing the Roads, We Fixing Roads. Listen, the video, the production is excellent. The content provided by the performers is excellent. They're excellent. Why is the Ministry of Works producing a music video saying We Fixing the Roads when you could be fixing the roads? Like, you could spend all of that money and all of that time and all of that energy on fixing the roads, right? Or you could have, you know what you could have done? You could have made PSAs showing people what the public infrastructure, what the things they see in the road mean. Like, there are two types of pedestrian crossings in this country. One of them is what we call the zebra stripes, and the other one you can find at traffic intersections. And if you stop at the thick white line where you're supposed to, then you would see the metal plates. You would see two rows of metal plates in front of you. And those metal plates indicate the space in which pedestrians are supposed to cross the road. You could have been doing that. You could have been putting up turn left on red signs. You could have been painting the lines in the mud. So yesterday, I wouldn't be stuck behind, it's either a senator, I think it's a senator plate and a police jeep, both floating in between the lanes with no turn signals, as if they have no care in the world. I bet you they was in the car singing Coco Melon. You could have been doing that. But you're making a music video, say, We Fixing the Roads and patching the potholes. I am devastated by the lack of seriousness that is being brought to the table in these professional spaces. Devastated by it. And why am I devastated by it? Because once again, one of these tragedies hits close to home to me. One of the men who died in the most recent industrial accidents is known to me, holds a special place in my heart. Like, you know when you dating somebody and you don't realize they dating somebody else, family love you enough to let you know that you still special? We just keep losing the good ones because of a lack of attention to the details. And all of the people responsible getting their paychecks. Everybody getting paid. Everybody getting paid, but we can't get police to stop at stop signs, man. Let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to go to the text. The person asked me, why am I so salty this morning? Have you not realized? Have you not realized that the global north has expressed boldly and overtly and coldly, pun intended, their intention to reindustrialize the whole world? And Bahamians are on the gangsters. Like, cutting somebody off makes you a gangster. That's why I'm salty, because y'all are not serious about life, but you intend on enslaving anybody you can to make your life more comfortable. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to you, Aaron, this morning. You know, thing about what you're talking about when you're talking about safety, I remember when Atlantis Phase 1 came on stream,
mm-hmm.
and then Phase 2. And I had an opportunity to work with, but I had to purchase steel toe boots. I had the hard hat.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have the safety vest on, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought we were headed in the right direction, you know, because that is basically what we need. You and, you know, I thought going with the days when you're going to see people doing construction and flippers,
mm-hmm.
and all the other stuff. And I want you to believe it. They had a gentleman over there by the name of Calvin Parkinson.
Mm-hmm.
And those rules were fully enforced. Fully. I saw guys get sent home because they didn't have any hard hat or they didn't have any steel too. Mm-hmm. But it feels as if that over the years, we went diverted back to where we were prior to. And those stuff, safety rules, measures, were put in place.
Yeah.
And I believe it have a lot to do with the Ministry of Work. I mean, before you issue contracts, when you're inspecting these jobs, you're supposed to deal with it. But they relax the laws and the rules, actually, the policy.
Yes.
Some people could be able to complete the job, et cetera, and be back to where we are once again. It's just unfortunate.
Yes, sir. It is very...
I don't know what we're going to do. But it's easy. It's easy, but we just want to prepare these workers for the first world.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why, because I see what you're saying, guys, quarantine slipper. I couldn't believe it. I know I'm not going to do it, but that's where we are. You have a whole government, Aaron, who don't have the infrastructure in place to generate good governance. You don't have no procurement. The other thing is attention to the Procurement Act.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have no Freedom of Information Act. We don't have no anti-corruption law. So how could you get good governance from this?
You just can't. And that's the environment. Take the players out. The environment will not produce it because we refuse to acknowledge the mechanisms that we put in place.
Right. See, but then, Aaron, and I'm sure you prepare, you take time out to prepare to present this type of discussion or public discourse.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem we have is, and I keep saying it, these are the issues that need to be discussed during the electoral process, but we're not interested in that. They're saying that Behemoth is not interested in common sense issues. We are more concerned about rallies where you get drunk, you party, you drink, you do whatever you got to do, other than just engaging your brains and discussing these very important issues. So what else do you expect to happen after the electoral process? These people are being elected to the highest elected office in the country,
And telling us you don't have to ask no questions. Why are you worried?
This is just unbelievable where we're headed, and then we call these people intelligent, or we see them making stupid, silly mistakes. We see them can't debate, they can't think critically on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what we have to give to the world.
Yes,
this is what we present to the world, and then we wonder why we are not the laughing stock, or we are the laughing stock. In the world, because we don't have no regional leaders who could think and who can demand attention from other world leaders.
Listen.
We just in trouble, Aaron. When you have people, Aaron, who can't manage, who's saying that having a constituency with more than 5,000 people will be a problem for them. You know now, Aaron, that these are not the people you should be voting for.
There you go. There you go.
5,000 people, Aaron, when other countries have millions that they're responsible for.
I got you. Listen, I got another caller on the line.
We're in problem.
Absolutely. And then we're going to go to the OAS workshop, opens at Margaritaville story in today's Guardian. Good morning. Good morning, caller.
Yes, morning, Ms. Green.
Morning. How you do?
All right. Ms. Green, you said that the communication from Jamaica and Prime Minister in the Miami Herald.
But I saw snippets of it. That's when the congressman said that Jamaica is going to face repercussions or suggested something
right.
similar?
He tell them, man, French shouldn't be threatening French. he stood up, man, him and one other prime minister. But then, he talk about, man, how we, all the time, the Cubans been holding all us down. Healthcare, carrying us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What you think? He tell them what you think the Cubans thinking now, and then the crisis, and then he talk about how the U.S. and then been pouching our doctors who we train, even the ones what we bring from Africa, and then they pouching them. Anywhere we bring them, they pouch them.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my prime minister? What he saying? Nothing.
You know what it made me think? It made me think in some U.S. textbooks right now today there are chapters that say things like, Sally enjoyed life on the plantation. Sally enjoyed working with her family and friends every day. right? And then I remember that, like, virtually all the textbooks in the United States, virtually not all, but some, like more than some, plenty, virtually all, were written by one company who Ghislaine Maxwell's father have interest in. And I just think, I double check and fact check everything that comes out of the United States for both of our sakes, right? Because I would hate to repeat something that was wrong just because I love the United States of America. Anyway, we're going to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to go to this article, OAS Workshop, and just to see if they say anything about labor and safety in the region. Stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Screening for colorectal cancer should begin at the age of 45. Reduce your risk for colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy today at reduced prices for the months of March and April at the office of Dr. Harold Mullings, located next to Princess Margaret Hospital. Call us today at 328-5550 or WhatsApp 816-1417.
At CFAL, we understand that a secure future is the greatest gift you can give your employees. That's why our tailor-made group pension solutions are designed to fit the needs of both large and small companies. With CFAL, you can provide the retirement you and your employees deserve, ensuring peace of mind and financial stability for years to come. Join the many businesses that have already entrusted CFAL to create peace and let us help you build a brighter future for your team. Visit us at CFAL.com to get started on building wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for ordering needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it.
Masters, bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Okay, the texter asked me why I'm salty. I'm not salty. I'm just out of sorts because I don't have my cell phone with me. You're right, so I could play the gospel music when I need a little reminder of whose I am and who I am. But listen, before we get back into the show, we got some text to read. And I have to start with this one. On behalf of the Rotary Club of West Nassau, and I'm sure all of us in the Bahamas, we would like to wish past president, the Reverend C.B. Moss, a happy sir. Happy birthday. Hope you're having a great birthday. Don't tell nobody where you is, because you know how much cake that is to share. You know how many pieces you got to give out? Because you, sir, are well-loved in this country. Here's another text. Again, you know why I'm salty. Good morning, Aaron. Another troublesome issue is the amount of men on the back of trucks on their way to construction sites. I guess this may be a road traffic issue. I remember when I was a youngin, years ago, especially traveling on the family island, right? Because you're traveling on the back of trucks. To be paid specific attention to that. It's against the law to sit on the side of a truck. In fact, you're not supposed to sit in the back of the truck. You're only allowed to sit where there are seat belts in a vehicle. That's the law. Your insurance is nullified if you are involved in an accident and there are people in your vehicle who are not in seat belts, or you have more people in the vehicle than you have seat belts. Right? The police just stop enforcing it. Like basically everything else. It is a road traffic. Freak accidents. Is this another way to... Okay. So. Texter. This is a bit of a heavy one. The texter is concerned, right? The texter is concerned that there are individuals who would take advantage of a work site to attempt to kill someone. Right? And they could hide the motive, right? Or hide the cause of death, not the motive, the cause of death, by making it look like an accident because it occurred on a work site. I asked the same thing about suicides, with all seriousness, right? In terms of in the investigation capacity, are we culturally... is a specific word, but do our cultural sentiments prevent us from seeing certain things, right? I see we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller, and then we're going to go to government. Very concerned by series of recent industrial accidents, Glover Rule says. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Yeah. Two things on my tiny, tiny, teeny, weeny mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I saw on Facebook. One with the fisherman, but I want to comment on this first. As far as OSHA, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I worked around boilers, et cetera, in engineering for almost 2 decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, boilers are very dangerous. And one of the things that I saw happen was, you remember when the boiler blew a hole in the wall in the engines of Crystal Palace access plant room? I don't know if you remember. It's a big hole in the wall at one time. I don't know if you remember that.
Wait, no, I don't. But
Yeah. It was a big hole. And then right? There was an accident with a boiler.
Yeah.
At the Hilton, on the eastern side of the building, as you come off to the... Blue Hill to come down to go down to access the walk. There was a big hole there. So, but the one at Crystal Palace was a lack of training. I was always the odd one out because I was always a real red person, especially when it comes to my line of work. And so, been being trained by Cleaver Brooks, what happened was it brought us up safety mechanisms. Also, one of the mechanisms would be, one of the procedures would be that so often you pull the lever on the release valves at the top of the vessel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a mechanism. With the Murphy switch, in which when the water comes in, it actually goes on to cut the switch off, to cut the pump off, so you don't have excess water coming into the boiler.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is if those Murphy switch become stuck, then you have water coming in, and then hence more portable, more deaerated water coming in at a lower temperature, which is basically the water coming into the boiler should be like about 175 degrees, no less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you have cold water coming into the boiler and it's overfilling. And these are the type of mechanisms that can cause explosives, et cetera, because you got a flash and et cetera,
mm-hmm.
thermal shock. And then also, for me, what really disturbed me, but it's lack of training. Because I've been in plant rooms where even at Lannis and all, where guys would be walking around and they'll be seeing the temperature on the deaerator,
mm-hmm.
and the water would be like 100 degrees and 80 degrees, and they still, it means nothing to them. I've seen this with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. And so that is total ignorance. And so, but I just wanted to comment, and I need you to do a show on this, and any lawyer, because I'm afraid, and so, I'm showing empathy here. I saw a video with the Bahamian fishermen with the encounters with the Dominicans, right?
Yeah.
So one thing I'd say we have in common with Asians is I don't like Dominicans because I didn't like what I saw. So I wish I was out there. The thing is, for me, if no police is out there, who's supposed to protect the fishermen? Why are our laws so outdated? Why can't the fishermen have license to carry an M14 or some type of gun that can protect them? See, we cannot be cowards for the rest of our life. You're out to sea. No one is there for you. when you see the beat down by the I guess it was the Dominican beating the Bahamian fisherman, yeah. But I'd like to know, for me, what is that on the international? Is that piracy? Or what is that? They're supposed to just accept that nobody's supposed to pursue these criminals out there in our territorial waters, so, doing that type of religion.
Listen, let's talk about it. We are free to create whatever laws we want to create within our jurisdiction, right? Here's what I say to Bahamian voters. When your candidate approaches you, right, you just look at them because you're waiting for them to say something. And then when it's like complete silence, just look them in their face and shout, archipelagic exterior. And see what you think about the Bahamas in terms of that descriptor, right? We have an archipelagic exterior, right? Our politicians that don't even think about what it means to secure our borders. Why are we not deputizing fishermen? Right? So that they can do more than just back up. Why are we every year buying more and more cars, replacing more and more cars, the police breaking up more and more cars, when the truth is we need more and more boats? Because we have an archipelagic exterior. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, how you doing? Good morning, Ms. Green, C. Allen Johnson. I got 2 points. The first point is this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today is Sports Day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Tell the Prime Minister and the PLP to stop playing with us.
Man, come on, C. Allen. Come on. Come on, C. Allen. You can't see the text already. Tell me I am salty. Yes, I'm not salty. They used to call me salty in high school, though, so you may be onto something. However, I knew one of the men who was killed recently in the spate of industrial accidents. Also, my partner, her uncle, who was an OSHA advocate, he was a worker, was killed when a commercial vehicle hopped the sidewalk, right? And I'm going to say this with all seriousness and with all respect to those involved, with all respect to the feelings of Bahamians who were involved in this tragic situation, okay? At that tragic Labor Day when a member of the union was killed by a truck that was left unattended while still running, a truck that was being operated by a family member of another union member, whether it was the same union or not. Everybody was involved in the same activity. The authorities did not treat that matter with the seriousness required. They did not. And I am suggesting that that is a pattern. The lack of attention, the lack of oversight, the lack of awareness in many instances leads to the loss of life. Let's get to this article quickly. Government very concerned by series of recent industrial accidents. Real accidents, Minister of Labor in the Public Service plea Glover role expressed deep concern and stated that labor officials are working diligently to ensure sites are inspected correctly. Now, here is, for me, the link between the OAS and this story here. The OAS is in town, right? Now, the OAS is not the ILO, the International Labor Organization, but they're here to talk about labor. The ILO tells you that the workplace, like work life in the workplace, extends beyond the place where you do the actual work. Unless, of course, you're a truck driver, right? And then the truck and the routes that you take, that's the workplace. I cannot take this government or any of the prior governments seriously when they say they're very concerned. Because you could not be very concerned. Do you see what commercial and corporate and heavy vehicles are doing? Or they have okay, let me rephrase this. There are good companies out there. I know one of them personally. I could go to the owner anytime and ask them about their safety protocols. So it's not every company and it's not every driver. But there are far too many companies and drivers, to the point where truck drivers will tell you the rule of the road is the biggest vehicle wins. Last night I observed two heavy tankers, you know, the big black gas tank on it, big huge tank, flying down Bay Street yesterday, East Bay Street, headed towards the bridge. Flying. I could only hope that the vehicles did not have cargo, that it didn't have fuel in it. I want to say that when you ask me, why am I salty? Why do we tending like people are doing their jobs? When everything manifests, everything around you manifests that they could not be doing their jobs. Let's go back to the text line. Those Dominicans should be extradited and indicted. No, we can't engage in vigilante justice. They need to feel... Nope. Good morning, Ms. Green. I wish someone from NIB or the government would call in and tell us why they have about 15 cars parked in the back of the Wolf Road office. It appeared to be sitting there abandoned. Here's another text. Let's make sure that the property in the back of the building is actually attached to the building. It could be a different company entirely. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. I am grateful for your frankness and intellect on the issues of our country. Please help us, Lord Jesus. Aaron, with the amount of freak accidents, is this another... Okay, we read that one. Aaron, the consultant whom... Okay, I get it. I'm going to read... Don't worry about that one. We're going to read that one at another time. So let's continue reading from this article, Government Very Concerned by Series of Recent Industrial Accidents, Glover Rule says. Quote, we're very concerned, close quote, she said yesterday. Quote, we know that a lot of training and retraining has to happen, ensuring that in our haste to employ workers that they have the proper training to be able to operate heavy equipment. Quote, and then you know an accident is that. It's an accident, full stop. I'm going to stick a pin here. It is not. An accident is not just an accident. In the vast majority of cases, an accident is the result of a lack of focus or a lack of preparedness and preparation. See, because on the roadways, they will prevent accidents. Accidents don't just happen, and perhaps we have come to the root of the issue. It was philosophical, right? I'm going to read it again, quote, and then you know, an accident is that. It's an accident, something that was not expected, but of course tragically happened. Quote, we continue, as the Department of Labor Inspectorate, to visit the job sites, ensure that the proper occupational safety and health measures are in place, and where they aren't, we offer assistance with training and reskilling in that area, close quotes. Are you presenting legislation that makes the training mandatory and gives inspectors enforcement powers, real enforcement powers? Anyway, she continued, quote, by the nature of industrial sites, they are more high prone for accidents, why it's so important to ensure, and we go to page 6, forgive me, to ensure that safety protocols are consistently and constantly being observed. Listen, I told you all the story about the boy in the government car on his phone who told me, you gonna call my boss about this phone? They phone that I doing their job on as I'm driving their car? Except they, in this instance, is me, the citizen, right? Or the BTC worker that just blazed through Bay Street light in the BTC vehicle with the plate and the vehicle number on it? Are these the professionals we're talking about? Bahamas, we are not serious. When they say the Bahamas is not a real place, I know what they mean, a place. Yeah, the text, I didn't even see the text. The text says the Bahamas is indeed an animal farm. See, because we made it that way because we don't know how to read text. Same way that many of us don't know how to read the Bible. Anyway, get your Nassau Guardian, lots of stories. U.S. visa and migration discussed at CARICOM meeting. Producer, I want to say thank you very much. Let me read some of these things. C.I. Gibson. C.I. Gibson are the Hugh Campbell champions. The 42nd Hugh Campbell Basketball Classic saw C.I. Gibson taking it all. From the St. George's Jaguars, the QC Comets, the Timberwolves, all of them lost. C.I. Gibson won its seventh title, a historic win for the coach. And they stand behind Tabernacle for the, who are the winningest? Tabernacle Falcons are the winningest, what, juniors? Anyway, they are the winningest with 9 titles at Hugh Campbell. Congratulations, C.I. Gibson. And congratulations to the head coach, Kevin Johnson. Congratulations to the Exuma Sailing Club and the Sailors, to the Billie Jean King Cup team and the Davis Cup team, Milwebo, Devin Charlton, the Mingos. Congratulations, everybody. You guys have a great weekend. You'll be safe on this road. And if you see my Aunt Esther Hannah Kalmer, you better big up. It's her birthday. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.